This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Oil executives on the hot seat.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. On Capitol Hill, this is the summer barbecue season. This morning, the grillees are the heads of the major oil companies. They'll testify about offshore drilling safety and the future of U.S. energy policy. From Washington, Marketplace's Brett Neely has more.
ExxonMobil, Chevron, Shell, ConocoPhillips, and BP will all share the spotlight at today's hearing. Lisa Marganelli at the New America Foundation says there will be lots of congressional outrage about the industry's profits and lapses.
We tend to deal with problems in the oil industry politically in the United States by these kind of sort of theatrical show trials.
The other oil companies will tout their own safety records to distance themselves from BP, says Kevin Book of Clearview Energy Partners.
They're going to take every opportunity at an individual company level to show how good they are at managing risk and maintaining a safe work environment.
But an oil leak over the weekend at a Chevron pipeline in Utah underscores just how risky the oil business is, says New America's Marganelli.
Being an oil company is basically managing disasters.
The question is whether the oil industry can manage a PR disaster during the hearings. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
The video game industry continues its quest for world domination today as the Electronic Entertainment Expo gets underway in Los Angeles. The annual convention is better known as E3. Industry writer, journalist Dan Hsu is the founder of the gaming site BitMob, and he has made the pilgrimage. Welcome to L.A.
Thanks for having me.
Video game sales have been in a real slump lately. What are you seeing at this year's E3 that's going to keep games exciting and profitable?
The big new trend now is motion-controlled gaming. The Wii started this, and now Sony PlayStation's getting into the act, and Microsoft is debuting a lot of their games for what they're calling the Kinect as well.
Right. The Nintendo Wii was a big deal because you could swing your controller and the game would respond like you're swinging a racket. It sucked a lot of people who weren't hardcore gamers into it.
Definitely. Yeah, it brought a new casual audience. You know what? We kind of make fun of it. It's like all the soccer moms are playing video games now, too.
Right.
And so Sony and Microsoft saw how much money Nintendo was making from this, and they want a piece of the pie as well.
And their new stuff goes beyond that capability of swing the controller, right? It's full body.
Yeah, well, Sony's controller is very similar to the Nintendo Wii's controller, and they call it PlayStation Move, only you have maybe two paddles instead of one, and it's high-definition graphics. And Microsoft's Kinect system is all open. You don't have to hold a controller. It's just reading all of your body motions.
I've also heard that 3D is the buzz at the E3 conference. And 3D, I know, is the rage thanks to movies like Avatar. But do you think it's going to be a quote-unquote game changer?
Well, the movie industry is definitely helping. Because of movies like Avatar, there's now this more awareness and desire to have 3D in the living room. But the thing is, the game industry, it's very expensive to make a game, and it could take up to a couple of years. So they want to hold off on spending too many resources making 3D games until there's a big installed base of 3D televisions.
Dan, here's what I wonder as a parent. Are video games becoming so compelling, so physically engrossing that our children will never want to do anything else again?
Well, the good news is this big trend of motion-controlled gaming at least will get people off the couch. You're going to actually physically have to move around. So that's a little bit better. But if you look at most kids now, they're all playing video games. It used to be just maybe a young male's hobby. So it's big money. It's only going to get bigger. But that's up to you to make sure your kids actually go outside and do something.
Dan Hsu, founder of the gaming site BitMob. He's in Los Angeles for the E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, I have a video screen in front of me. Let's do the numbers. And pretty flat out there this morning. Stocks are slightly higher in Europe and Asia after a lackluster day on Wall Street. British Sky Broadcasting has rejected a buyout offer from Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. Rupert already owns The Sun and The Times newspapers in London, The Wall Street Journal, to name a few. British Sky Broadcasting says it would consider a richer offer. In New York yesterday, the Nasdaq gained a fraction, but the Dow Industrials lost 20 points and closed at 10,190.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
There may be a future for the Houston Astrodome. The historic sports stadium has sat empty for years. Yesterday, Houston officials unveiled a billion-plus-dollar plan to, as they say, repurpose the dome. From KUHF in Houston, Pat Hernandez reports.
Yesterday, Houston leaders announced some lofty plans. They want to turn the Houston Astrodome into a multi-use complex that would be home to businesses and an education center. Amo Pena with Rice University says the center would inspire students to pursue interests in technology.
There are also national programs that would actually come in headquarter here based on science and technologies and engineering. So we ought to really optimize the current structure and turn it into a green building, the greenest in the world.
Another option calls for gutting the interior completely and refurbishing the dome for sporting events and indoor festivals. Mark Miller is general manager of the complex. He says the public will decide the future of the dome.
We know what we need. We know what we want. But getting their feedback, getting them interested in having this accomplished here is what it's all about.
There's another option on the table: to demolish the dome and replace it with green space. In Houston, I'm Pat Hernandez for Marketplace.
And finally, bad news for the company that makes Velcro. According to USA Today, soldiers in Afghanistan complained the Velcro on their uniforms was getting clogged with sand and their pockets were falling open. So the U.S. Army is replacing Velcro with buttons. Buttons not only hold up to sand, but they're cheaper. The Army will save 96 cents per uniform. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Join us online. Kai Ryssdal has a flower pot on his head, and you'll hear his interview with a founder of Devo at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.